schedule.
All right, we got Keith and Robin here from the Connecticut Post, and we're going to talk about one of our favorite subjects right now.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. We're taking off, we're dancing.
Love this song.
Hot dog, leapfrog, and holy cow.
Not familiar with this one, actually.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Megan, this is from the Mickey Mouse Club, right? Did Megan die?
Can we confirm that?
No. That's Maddie's favorite song from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go? You disappeared.
To grab a hot dog.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
All right. Well, Keith, how do I pronounce your last
name?
That's
going to be Wamond.
Wamond.
Scotch-Irish.
Wamond.
Wamond.
Yep. Wamond.
Wamond.
I'm back in high school.
And Rob Varnon. Varnon?
Right.
Varnon.
Yep.
Wamond and Varnon.
Wamond Varnon.
Woodward and Bernstein and Wamond and Varnon.
You, Wamond right, Varnon, get out of the middle.
Keith is the online reporter for the Connecticut Post, and Rob is the business reporter for the Connecticut Post, and they're like the dynamic duo. They've joined forces to talk about their 2007 Top Dog contest. Rob and Keith asked readers to write in and nominate the best hot dog in the area.
Nice.
It's something we're very passionate about here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We love our hot dogs, and the listeners do, too. And anytime we ask them to call in their favorite, the phones don't stop.
Floodgates.
So we're not going to go into who's in your top 10 yet. Let's
terrific.
Let the listeners just call in, and let's see, because I'm looking at your list here, and these people always come up, whether we're talking about hot dogs or hamburgers, these same plates.
Right.
I mean, so it's
right.
pretty consistent.
Right.
203-882-WPLR, toll-free 1-877, the letter R, the word nickel. Who has the best hot dog in the state? Megan, where do you go when you want a wiener?
I go in the place called the Berlin Turnpike. Doggies or Doogies?
Doggies?
Yeah.
Or Doogies?
Doogies. Doogies. Nest Poochie.
How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I really don't grab any outdoor wieners.
What?
No, I haven't had the opportunity. I usually make my own wiener.
Are you
what?
American?
I am.
Really?
I am American.
What's wrong with you?
Well, okay. Well, back on Long Island.
Make
Nathan's,
something up. You never let that stop you.
It was Nathan's back on Long Island.
It's a Long Island thing.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
That's fine. Now it makes sense.
You, know, and any boiled dog after midnight
at
any city street is the best, too.
Yeah. PLR.
Yeah, hey, don't.
Hey.
The Hummels is the best in Connecticut, but Sweeney,
but they don't have a dog stand.
Right.
No, you can get Hummels at a lot of these dog places.
See, those I eat a lot, Hummels.
Yeah, no.
That was
Hummels.
That was actually one of the most interesting things of doing this and going out to these places is that all of the places that we went to use Hummels.
They
every
all
single
do.
One of them.
Is that right?
And,
they
and the same buns, too,
look
basically.
At that.
It's a great dog.
So the places that aren't on the list, they're not using the Hummels.
The secret's in how you make them, I guess.
Ed. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Sweeney's Hot Dogs down on Long Wharf. He uses Hummels.
All right, Sweeney's?
And Long Wharf.
All right. I don't think they've ever come up on any of our lists.
This sounds, Sweeney's. Yeah, new, brand new.
Sweeney's.
He's been around for years.
No, I mean new to the list.
Carts and a truck down there.
Sweeney.
Okay. Oh, is that that's like a truck.
Yeah.
It's a hot dog truck. All right,
yeah,
so are you accept?
Truck.
Excellent.
All right, thanks, man. Are you guys accepting that for the list? Will you take
sure.
hot dog trucks?
Yeah,
sure.
Well, absolutely. It's been a completely democratic process. I mean, we
ask just
people
vote.
To email them in and vote, and we would check them out. So.
Oh, so that's a tough job, right?
Yeah, no.
This
entire thing is just a way for us to eat hot dogs for free.
Notice how skinny they are right now. Now watch at the end of the story.
Next,
we're going to Weight Watchers.
Before and after
exactly.
photo of these
well,
guys.
I can't believe I ate all those hot dogs.
Rick.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Hey, man.
I got to go with Turks in West Haven.
I've heard good things about that.
Turks?
Yeah. Turks.
Yeah, very, very consistent. Very consistent. I say between West Haveners, it's between Turks and Jimmy's. But I go with Turks.
Do we know if that's a Hummel dog as well?
Yes.
Excellent.
And you guys have a great show.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
Jesse, you live in West Haven. Have you been to Turks? Good hot dogs? Yeah. Two thumbs up from Jesse.
That wasn't a thumb.
Joe.
Dog right
Yikes.
Now.
Me too.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, how about Blackie's in Waterbury?
Has that made your list? I don't see it on the top 10.
I think Waterbury probably would have been disqualified just from a geographic feasibility area.
They don't want to drive too far.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
You got it.
You got to make my dog like around the corner somewhere.
Right.
Gotcha.
Down the street, preferably.
Yeah, I thought that was in Cheshire anyway.
What's that?
Blackie's?
Yeah, there's a Blackie's in Cheshire too.
Oh,
there's two Blackie's?
Did you want probably, yeah.
Yeah, I've not tried that, but I've heard every time we do any kind of hot dog hamburger segment, man, that always
that comes up.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a Connecticut thing. I think Connecticut people just love hot dogs, and it's they're like people are passionate about it.
They love the wiener.
What about Massachusetts or Long Island? Do people like hot dogs on Long Island?
Of course we do. Can't get enough wieners out there. I'm more of a button man myself.
It's going to be a long half hour.
Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey.
How about Harry's place in Colchester?
Harry's Wieners.
Harry's Wieners. I don't know if I want a Harry Wiener.
They're fantastic.
Really?
Well, yep, if you say
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Harry Wieners. Where are they from?
How long are the Harry Wieners?
they're just the regular size. You know,
oh,
nothing too big, nothing too small.
Not a long dog.
Then at bun length?
I don't want to be overwhelmed.
And where are they located?
Colchester.
Colchester. All right. Harry Wieners. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Allie. Hey, Allie?
Yes.
Hey, where do you go?
I go to sabbaticals in Wallingford.
Sabbatical, yeah.
Sabbaticals in Wallingford.
Sounds very religious.
I never heard of that.
I'd like to take a sabbatical,
oh,
but...
Oh, praise the holy sabbatical wiener.
It. Yeah, where is it?
Gotta try it. It's on Route 5 in Wallingford.
Everything's on Route 5 in Wallingford.
I'd like...
If you're in business, you're on Route 5 in Wallingford.
It's on the right, close to the dealerships.
I would like hot onions on my wiener.
Oh, man.
Better stay away from this one. Nothing good could come from it. Allie, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. So you're going to have to expand this. First, you're doing like
apparently,
the Bridgeport area, and then you're going to have to do a follow-up and take care of the rest of the state, because you are Connecticut Post. You're no longer the Bridgeport Post. I remember when they used to be the Bridgeport Post.
Oh, my goodness.
Connecticut Post.
Right.
Well, this was kind of the first go-through with this. We were thinking about.
Were you surprised by the response?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got a ton of votes. I mean, just blown away by the response.
It's insane, right?
People love hot dogs. I mean, what can you say?
Blown away by the wieners.
Keith and Rob are here from the Connecticut Post, and they're doing they're asking their readers who has the best hot dog.
Right.
And one place that always comes up when we talk about hot dogs or hamburgers is the Merritt Canteen in Bridgeport. On their top 10, as the voting stands right now, they're number 4.
Wow.
The Merritt Canteen in Bridgeport. It's just great food.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
If you like,
me.
You know, hot dogs and hamburgers, man, they do it.
I had never been there before.
Really?
And going there was just an incredible experience.
Yeah, they were in a similar cheeseburger contest we had.
The origin of this was
so you
really
guys
Roosevelt,
got this right,
the cheeseburger
right?
Contest.
So
yeah.
Now this is all part of the budget. You
we
guys don't
expense
pay for
all
this.
Of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, genius!
Yeah. Well, we haven't submitted that yet.
So yeah, good luck.
Keep that down.
Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Good. How about Thomason's in Bridgeport?
Ooh, hey now. I can, now you've that's, piqued my interest.
Yeah. Now that's number 3.
That's
on
one
the...
I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
When it was real small, when it was just a little tiny shack, now it's huge.
Sure.
It's not the same people now either, right?
Believe so.
I don't think it's the same people.
Yeah,
I think what happened...
The same family.
Somebody else bought it, I think, too, yeah.
No, the story that I heard, and of course I heard it from Belly, so this story will only be half right.
Legend has it!
But that they owned the hot dog place, but not the property.
Okay.
The people who owned the property at the end of the lease said, get out. And they took over the business.
Oh.
Yep, I think I heard that, too.
And now Tomlinson's is the people who were originally started that whole thing moved somewhere, and I think they're in, like, Milford or something.
No, I know what's going on. You're confused. You're confusing Merritt Canteen with Tomlinson's. Mr. Max you're talking about.
I don't know.
Mr. Max
in Milford and Monroe.
Yeah.
Those are the sons of one of the co-owners of Merritt Canteen. There's a lot of hot dog incest going on in this area.
Yeah, I'm realizing that now.
But Tomlinson's, I think, is original.
The Greeks.
Tomlinson's for a while.
The Greeks. That's what I'm thinking of. The Greeks.
Maybe I'm wrong. Greeks wieners. Yeah, I remember that.
It's really...
Now it's goodies.
A lot of inbreeding. It really is. It's like the royal family, basically, the hot dog scene in Connecticut.
Thank you, Gary.
In a lot of ways.
Family.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
Right in Novus up there, right off Route 8. Al's Hot Dogs.
They are number 10.
Al's is on the list, yeah.
On the current voting. How long does the voting continue on the Connecticut Post
website? It's actually closed.
It's done?
Yeah. Well, we have a forums. I mean,
well, then what the hell are you guys doing here?
The conversation is far from over.
How much you got to eat?
The least you could have done was brought hot dog, like bring the number one place.
For the best one, but nice.
We are unveiling the winners of the contest.
Oh, is that what we're doing here now?
Okay. Well, not right now. No, not live here.
Oh, okay. When are they?
Sunday is the big winner. But
do I have them here, right here, the winners?
You are holding one of the names?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
I have the top 10 right here.
Right. Those are the polls. Those are the people's votes.
Oh, so then you guys decide.
Right. We went to the top. And
Okay.
We actually have a top dog index that was developed.
This is probably the most interesting aspect of this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rob has actually developed a way to quantify a hot dog deliciousness. Yeah.
Really?
Scientifically, yeah.
How do you do that?
You know, you have to base it on, you know, the width, the length of the hot dog, the bun to meat ratio.
Oh my God, right.
That's whether important. Or not it needs.
Ladies, can you believe he's single?
we're in the hot dog lab now with Rob.
I didn't do any of this until I got married.
Spice things up.
Yeah. But no, it's as accurate as the CPI.
Really?
The core,
so that'll be in Sunday's Connecticut Post, the results?
Yes, the complete results. And you can go to our website, conpost.com/topdogs with an S. And we got beautiful little video profiles of all these places narrated by yours truly. And I truly did a masterful job.
Good for you.
And he's modest.
He is modest.
He is.
All right, Keith and Rob from the Connecticut Post here. We're talking about Connecticut's best hot dogs. 203-882-WPLR, toll free. 1-877, the letter R, the word nickel. It's quarter after.
Jazz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 WPLR New Haven, Connecticut's number one rock station.